The borough's current draft of the 2017 budget still has some key issues up in the air to hash out, as the state legislature's final budget remains to be seen. However, the borough is anticipating some cuts to state funding, among them 37% cut to municipal revenue sharing and a 45% cut to funding for the jail. Borough manager Jeff J. Bush explains the proposed budget does not rely on tax increases.
We hope to provide the same level of services for our citizens, and we're not proposing any mill rate increase for property taxes. Sales tax will remain the same. So I think those are important elements of the budget, considering the huge hits we've had from the state sources lately. And
the current property tax rate is 12.75 mills. Sales tax in Wrangell is 7%. The borough's finance director, Lee Burgess, says even with state funding down and costs up, the city managed to propose a balanced budget. But that has meant some budget cutting.
We've, through attrition, eliminated a couple of positions over the past couple of years. And
some of those positions not being filled include the museum director, a police officer, and a part-time collection clerk. Another pinch on the budget has been an increase in some costs for the borough. The borough is also facing a $361,000 spike in health insurance premiums in the coming fiscal year. Burgess says the borough is looking into alternatives, but deductibles are either higher or benefit packages aren't as attractive.
We've even contemplated at one point the idea of maybe just not offering health insurance anymore at all and increasing wages so that people could go and purchase whatever insurance is best for them. But there's no real sweet deal to be had in insurance, at least in Alaska, it seems.
Burgess says one of the factors for the spike is due to unexpected large claims in the 2016 fiscal year. The borough called in an insurance consultant this week to help answer some questions borough employees may have about the proposed options. But the current health plan may be the best choice.
That's probably the number one option, is to stick with what we have, even though the rates are increasing as much as they are. So nothing's final at this point, but
among other issues in the coming fiscal year are capital project requests that cannot be covered. Burgess says there were $3.2 million in requests, but not all could be funded without running a deficit. One request going unfunded is a new fire truck.
So that's been recommended, but at this point, it's just such a high dollar item, and given everything else that's going on, that wasn't recommended to be purchased.
Wrangell's oldest fire truck is over 30 years old. Borough manager Jeff J. Bush says the borough is looking for federal grants to fund some capital projects that weren't funded in the budget. While taxes are not expected to increase, Wrangell has to look at increasing the cost of some services. Also included in the budget is a 10% hike on fees for cruise ship and port facilities, the Marine Service Center, and a restructuring of the harbor rates for boats. Harbor Master Greg Meisner says the Port Commission proposed rate increases because they weren't putting away enough money to fund future projects.
So what we realized was, when you look at the cost of infrastructure, look at simply the finger costs for an 80-foot boat versus a 20-foot boat, you know, the square footage cost for that 80-foot stall and all that comes with it were way more per square foot than a 20-foot stall. So we realized the little boats were closer to paying their fair share, if you will. The big boats weren't even playing for replacement costs of the finger.
A tiered system for the harbor rates would replace the current flat rate of $25 per foot and would have longer boats paying more. Boat lengths would be put into three categories: 0 to 30 feet, which would be $28 per foot, 31 to 56 feet, which Meisner says the majority of ships in the harbor fall under, would bump up to $33 per foot, and boats 56 feet and up will pay $38 per foot if the proposed rates pass with the budget. Meisner says the Port Commission has not raised rates for about 8 years. He hopes these fees would cover 50% of much-needed future projects like the Shoemaker Bay Harbor overhaul. That project has an estimated cost of $11 million. The current float system at Shoemaker is in poor condition, and the north end of the dock is unable to be used.
And it's probably had a design life of 25 years in reality, maybe 30. You know, and it's 38 years old now, going on 39, and the wood's rotting and the concrete's spalling, and the thing is slowly sinking.
Meisner hopes the other half of the project and others like it will be covered by a state harbor matching grant. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Aaron Bolton.